End of chapter exercises for chapter 7. Number 1. What did money represent in your family growing up? What messages were you given as a child about money? Number 2. Was money used as control between your mother and father or between adults and children? Was money hoarded or shared freely? How was an allowance determined? Did you have to work for it, or was it given without strings attached? Number 3. What were you taught about your worth based on money? Do you generally use material things to establish your value to the world? Number 4. How were gifts given in your family growing up? Was money used to show you that you were loved? How were other things done to show that people loved you or didn't love you? Number 5. Who makes decisions about money in your current immediate family? How are those decisions made? Is there input or discussion about how purchases are made? This ends chapter 7.